back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that number. My guest is Reggie Jackson. And you know, Reggie, before we go back, I just want to say to those in the listening audience, this is not directed at every white person. It is absolutely not. Far too many white people and good white people that I know and that are in this world and know that there's some things that aren't right and stand up and fight. But there's also a segment that is pushing and trying to force those who know what's right into silence. And that's what we're talking about. So, Reggie, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, that's absolutely true, Earl. And I say this as I've traveled around the state of Wisconsin, as I've traveled, you know, to some other states and engaged in these conversations with white people, I always say, listen, one of the things that you have to hold back from doing is when you think of somebody saying white people, that they're talking directly about you. Don't take it personal. When we're talking about this, we're speaking specifically about the group of people that founded this country. We know they were white people, right? We know all the founding fathers are white. That doesn't mean that that's a reflection on you somehow negatively. What we're saying when we talk about the history and even what we were talking about recently, Earl, the point I was going to make about, you know, the killings that are occurring, the massive number of murders that are occurring, record numbers of murders 2 years in a row in Milwaukee, record numbers of murders around the country in city after city. And we don't like to talk about the fact that a majority of those murders are the guns, Earl. Right?
Yes.
People are buying guns since the pandemic hit. The number of guns sold went up exponentially. And this is one of the things that people probably haven't heard. In the years of the pandemic, the number of guns bought by people in the black community went up even faster than it went up in the white community. And do you know why it went up faster in the black community than the white community, Earl?
No, I don't, man.
Because I can tell you why it went up faster, because black people are like, listen, man, we know there's some stuff going on, and we know that these people are talking about killing us.
Yes.
We're going to buy guns to protect ourselves. It was a defensive move by people in the black community. They looked at what was happening, and then they saw what happened on January 6th. You know, we
yes.
all saw what happened in Buffalo with these people massacred in Buffalo. We remember what happened at Mother Emanuel Church
yeah.
back in 2015. And black people were like, wait a minute, we can't stand around and just be victims. We got to protect ourselves. If they have guns, we need guns. So black people started buying guns to protect themselves. And then when the murder rate started increasing, there was even more reason for people like, I got to protect myself, right? But this is the thing about it, though. And I say this, and I've been saying this for most of my adult life. When you talk about violence, America is built on violence, Earl. America promotes violence, Earl. America loves violence, Earl. Can you think of how many movies you saw and TV shows you saw as a kid where people were killing each other? Remember the old gangster movies?
Hey, man.
You know, Al Capone and all that?
The cowboy movies? Yes.
Cowboy movies. Remember watching The Untouchables?
Yes.
You know, when they mowing a bunch of people down in the alley?
Yes.
America loves that stuff. I wrote about, you know, the reaction to Will Smith, you know,
slapping
Chris Rock.
Right.
And I said, you would have thought that he pulled out an Uzi and killed
yeah,
the audience at the awards from, right?
They made it a big deal, man.
They made it a big deal out of a slap, Earl. But you go back and you look, and I went back and I looked at the history of movies that have won Academy Awards that have been, like, ultra-violent. Two of the most celebrated movies in American history, Godfather and Godfather Part II. It was nothing but murder after murder after murder. Goodfellas, murder after murder after murder.
I'm guilty.
They love promoting white people that are killing other white people. They love it, Earl. This is what Hollywood does all the time. You have white people who become famous by being criminals. Serial killers, Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, they kill people, right? They become famous, Earl. Can you name a black person, a single black person, who became famous as a result of committing a crime? Can you name one?
No, man.
And don't say OJ. Don't say OJ. Say. I'm like, no, OJ was already famous. He was already famous. White people kill multiple people and become famous. Dylann Roof became famous by killing those people. Luke Rittenhouse. In South Carolina.
Luke Rittenhouse.
Became famous for killing those people in Kenosha.
Right.
He's the toast of the town in conservative circles.
Right.
Black people don't get the same benefit of the doubt. So when we talk about, you know, the murder of black people by police officers, I tell this to people, listen, the argument is that police officers are not hired to shoot and kill unarmed people. They're hired to protect us from dangerous people. So when you see this brother, Jaylen Walker, they get shot 60 times. And Earl, I try not to watch these videos, but I wanted to watch the video because this is what they said. They said after they claim that he fired
took one shot, a shot, yeah, one shot.
Oh, Earl, think about this. Come on, you're driving away from the police, right? You gonna pull out a gun? You gonna fire one shot?
Yeah,
and it's two or three police cars behind you. That don't even make sense. But let's just say he did. Let's assume he did, right? Now, when this man finally pulls over, he jumps out of the passenger side of the car. I'm watching the video, right? He jumps out, and now they claim that before they started shooting him, Earl, they tried to use a taser on him. So I said, okay, let me watch the video and see if I can see them trying to use a taser. And I looked at the video, Earl. From the time he jumped out of the car till the time they started firing their weapons, you know how much time elapsed?
No.
10 seconds, Earl. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. Tell me how you had an opportunity to try to use your taser, and, oh, it didn't work, and then we had to start firing our weapons. How is it possible that you had a chance to try to use your taser and find out it didn't work, and then you start killing this man? You shoot 90 bullets at him. In 10 seconds, Earl, by the time he jumped out to the time the first bullets were flying in his direction, I can't believe that you tried to use the taser. Earl, think about this. If you fire a taser at somebody, you got to wait to see if it's working, right? It's going to take you a little bit of time to see if it works.
Right.
It's not going to be 10 seconds of waiting time. It's going to be significant, right? But somehow, oh, well, we tried and it didn't work, and then we have to use our service revolvers. In 10 seconds, Earl? And you wonder why black people are distrustful of the police. And the people say, well, why did he jump out of the car? Why did he run? Because he was scared for his life.
Well, there's also, he had a gun in the car. Well, if you talk about all the people now, as you talked about all the people who have guns, if the criteria is you have a gun in your car, therefore you should get shot 60 times for having a gun in your car, we would have more people who've been shot 60 times because there's that many more people with guns in their cars.
Earl, think about the Highland Park shooter that killed 7 people. Fired over 80 rounds from his assault weapon. They arrested him, and guess what he had in the car, Earl? He had another assault rifle.
Right.
Did they shoot at him? No. This is when you look at the images from somebody, you know, took a video of him being arrested. He's laying on the ground, face ground, and they arrested him, you know, and they got his arms behind his back with the handcuffs on. Jaylen Walker, who they shot over 60 times, at least 60 times, Earl, they handcuffed him.
Yeah, while he was down.
When the medical exam, when the coroner came to take his body, he's a dead man with handcuffs on. Why are you putting handcuffs on a dead person, Earl? So this argument, well, he had a gun in the car. Well, this guy that killed all these people in Highland Park had a gun in his car. They didn't shoot him. They know that he had literally shot at innocent people at a parade. Did they come up with guns blazing? Shoot first and ask questions later like they did with Jaylen Walker? No, they didn't.
See, Reggie, those are the things that make people irate. And you hear people say, well, yeah, but you guys kill each other all the time. They just don't see that that's not a correlation between law enforcement doing that, and then some guy in the community who doesn't like another guy, and he pulls the trigger. You're not supposed to get it from people who are sworn to uphold the law, right? I mean, that's just the bottom line. Got to go to a break.
This is the thing, Earl.
Reggie, hold the thought.
Reggie, hold the thought.
All right, got to get back. Reggie Jackson's on the line. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.